Workbook, page 129. Listening practice 7. An unpleasant holiday. You are going to listen to a conversation about an unpleasant holiday. Listen and choose the correct answers.
Hey Jill, how was your summer?
We've had family visiting from Australia. It's been great fun. What about you, Pete?
Well, I worked most of the time, but I did manage to go away for a few days last week to Paris.
Nice. I wanted to go there last summer, but we went to Venice instead. So how was it?
Most of it was fine, but the first day was terrible.
Why?
Well, for a start, it took ages to get to the airport. More than 2 hours.
Wow. It usually only takes an hour.
There was so much traffic, we thought we'd miss our flight. We did get to the airport on time, but then our flight left 3 hours late. We told the hotel we'd be arriving at around 11 at night, but we didn't get there until 2 in the morning. When we arrived, the receptionist told us that they'd given our room to someone else.
What?
She told us that guests are supposed to tell the hotel if they're going to be more than 2 hours late. If you don't tell them, they can give your room to someone else.
Didn't you tell them it wasn't your fault the flight was delayed?
Of course! But they said the rules were printed very clearly on the email they'd sent us. They were right. We'd read the email, but to be honest, we hadn't paid attention. They did offer us another room, though, a more expensive one. They said we were lucky as this was their busy time, and they were usually fully booked.
Well, that was okay then.
No, it wasn't. They gave us a room that hadn't been cleaned after the last guest had left. They apologised and sent someone to clean it, but that meant we had to wait. We were already exhausted from our long flight and really wanted to go to sleep. It was 4 o'clock when we finally went to bed.
You must have been really tired the next day.
We were. We overslept and missed breakfast. It was really the hotel's fault we missed breakfast. After all, we'd have gone to sleep much earlier if they hadn't given our room to someone else.
Did you tell them that?
I did tell them, but they didn't agree. They told us we could get a sandwich in the hotel coffee shop. I told them we'd already paid for breakfast, and I didn't see why we should pay again. The receptionist was really rude. She told us that mealtimes were posted in all the hotel rooms and that the hotel wasn't responsible if their guests didn't get up in time. She told us that the hotel did have a wake-up service if we didn't want to miss breakfast the following day.
You know, the hotel really wasn't responsible for you missing breakfast.
Well, maybe, but there was no need to be rude. After all, we were guests in their hotel. I thought the customer is always right.
So what happened in the end?
I talked to the manager. He offered us free coffee for breakfast, but we still had to pay for our sandwiches.
You know, you really didn't have to make such a big deal about paying for a sandwich. It's not that important.
It was to me. Although, to tell you the truth, it was the attitude of the receptionist that annoyed me more. She was so rude.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the rest of your holiday.
We did. The other 3 days were fine. But you wouldn't believe what happened with our...